The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loving him, and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go and sell what you have and give it to the poor, and then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At that statement, his face fell as he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for the camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today's reading reminds us that we do not possess anything in our life that we refuse to surrender to the Lord, but in reality, our possessions often possess us as we become their prisoners. That is because what we are doing is giving our things a top priority in our lives. Thus we violate the first commandment, which demands that we give absolute and unconditional priority to God. The first reading advises to use that God-given gift of virtue of prudence in order to seek the true wisdom rather than rush after vanishing unsatisfactory realities like riches or social influences. Solomon chose wisdom before everything else, but when he accepted wisdom, he received everything else. Since Jesus is the wisdom of incarnate, when we put following Jesus ahead of everything else, we receive everything else with Jesus. Today's gospel gives us Jesus' teaching on the danger of attachment to riches and a reward awaiting those who put Jesus and the good news before their earthly ambitions. Here we find three sections, a narrative about Jesus' encounter with the rich man, Jesus saying about wealth as a possible obstacle for discipleship, and Jesus promise a reward for those who share their material possession with the needy. In today's gospel, a rich young man encountered Jesus, the incarnate Word of God, and Jesus reminds him of the commandments that deal with our relationship with other people, challenging him to sell what he has and give to the money to the poor. Jesus exposes two missing pieces in the rich young man's life: a sense of compassion for the poor and a willingness to share his riches, his blessing with the needy. So, my dear friends, Jesus shocked the disciples with this challenge to the Jewish believers that material wealth and prosperity are signs of God's blessing. While poverty and difficulties signals his displeasure, instead, Jesus declared that true religion consists in sharing one's blessing with others rather than hoarding them or getting inordinately attached to them. To the young man claimed that from his youth he had observed all the commandments Jesus mentioned. His tragedy was that he loved things more than people. He failed to realize the fact that his riches had built a wall between himself and God. In other words, his possession possessed him. Even though the rich young man have never killed anyone or stolen or committed adultery, we worship wealth more than God. Yes, my dear friends. Then Jesus tells the young man, if he wants to be perfect, keeping the commandment is not enough. He challenged the young man to share his riches with the poor. Jesus looked at him and loved him and said to him, there is one thing lacking from you. Go and sell everything and then give it to the poor and then come and follow me. Yes, my dear friends, Jesus thus makes it clear that the true followers who want to possess eternal life must not only be a respectable or gentle person who hurts nobody, but also someone who shares his talents and riches and other blessings with the fortunate. In other words, God must be the first priority in our life. So, my dear friends, unfortunately, the rich young man unwilling to accept Jesus' idea that wealth is not something to be won, but rather something to be shared with others. So his face became angry, and he went away with sad. So, because he had lot of possessions, Jesus challenges to do what he asked of the rich young man, to break our selfish attachment to our wealth by sharing everything with our brothers and sisters, and to follow Christ. Our following of Jesus has to be totally and absolutely unconditional. We must be ready to cut off any such attachment in order to become a true Christian disciples, sharing our blessing with others. So, we are called to be so much more than rule followers. We are called to be Christ followers. But we need to understand that Jesus is not against the rich. But the Bible doesn't say the money is the root of all evil. But it says that the love of money is the root of all the evils. Yes, my dear friends. Finally, Jesus asserts that those who have made the kingdom of God their priority will be compensated both in this life with the earthly blessing and the next life in the eternal life. Living as Jesus' disciples assures that we'll be receiving the great reward, that is eternal life. Our most precious possession is our soul. Let us give ourselves away and give lavishly. That is why Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she says, do something beautiful for God. Do it with your life. Do it every day. And do it in your own way. And do it now itself. Again, a person says, the man who has given his heart to God will also give God his wallet. Yes, my dear friends, God does not ask us to give up our riches, but he does ask us to use them wisely in his service. So, my dear friends, we must manage our possessions wisely, so that they do not gain control over our hearts. Amen.